Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I've said it so many times. I know where I am. Of course I do. I'm in the hearts of all of you at the moment. And some feel it and some don't. And that's as it should be. There's no judgment for you if you sit there and believe this is so many words or perhaps isn't really what it seems. I'm still there. And when I say I am still there, I am from the creative source. I represent a family you call God. I'm a messenger. I'm on this planet for one reason only. And that is to help you, if you'll allow it, through a magnificent shift. And it may indeed be one that includes many generations, but this is the first. We've told you that the timeline right now is the beginning. We've told you that the year 2012 was the end of the old energy. 2013 didn't even count. In the new energy, it was a recalibration time, and it really started for so many of you in 2014. You are in 2015, year two of a major shift. It's just the beginning. I say kidding to you, do you know any two-year-olds? It ought to tell you a lot about what you're feeling as you just begin to awaken to a new energy. There's curiosity, there's fear, there's wonder, there's confusion, and there's complacency. Every single human in this place is unique. You cannot begin to be like the next one. Their akash is so deep, just like yours. Their experience is so different than yours. It is true, and we have discussed it, that there is an attribute of reincarnation where you come in groups, even in families. We've talked about this in terms of geography. Some of you come together over and over, and some of you indeed come from all over to be mixed together instead of one contiguous group. It's complex, but you're unique. How is it that I can speak to all of you in the same way if you're so unique? And that is because you have one thing in common. You all came from the same place. The creation story of the planet is a metaphor. And in the scripture, it has you becoming aware. It has the angel of God coming down and literally touching humanity and giving them a piece of creation. Awareness of light and dark. Responsibility. What you have in common is this. All of you are part of me. And I of you. The entourage which came in this morning will remain the evening. And right now is looking upon you in such a benevolent, beautiful way. I want you to feel that. Free choice, every one of you, to feel or not to feel. Some of you are literally saying, could it be so? Is this really a sweet time, a safe time for me? It is. dear one. Right now, we commiserate with you in so many ways. We celebrate with you in so many ways. We laugh with you. And again, we say to you that there is shift coming. There are new paradigms. And I want to talk about that. The grand new paradigms of humanity have been covered. Some attributes that you should know have been covered, and others that I can hardly wait to tell you about. As I discuss these things, which you will say are prophecy or things to come, I'll tell you that most of them are already here. They have begun, they have started. They're actually part of reality. And as they become more powerful, more known, more prevalent, more common, it will spread. And someday you'll hear these words and you remember them. Let history show what I'm going to tell you tonight will happen. And the reason I know this is I've seen this before. But mainly because I see an overview of humanity and I know the ones who are working upon some of these things. I'm excited to tell you about paradigm shifts for only one reason. It's for the last one, and we'll get there. Do you remember computers when they started? Perhaps you've seen pictures if you're young. All computations, even for the office, were mechanical. Levers and gears, wheels, numbers. And they would clickety-clack, they would come together very cleverly and mesh mathematically and give an answer. And that is what you had, and you called it the adding, the subtracting, the dividing machine, the computer. That's what you had. And many of you marveled at this, that such a thing could be. And then it all changed. You added something to it that you didn't know existed when it was built. Something that was energy. It was the electronic chip or circuitry. Suddenly, the path of electrons, energy, would flow in certain paradigms, algorithms, to do the same thing that the gears did. Not only did you shrink the machine dramatically to something you could hold in the palm of your hand, but it could do so much more. All those electrons, all that energy, what a paradigm shift that was. You went from that which was mechanical to that which was energetic using circuits. This is the metaphor that's going to happen to you with medicine. Biology and healing and the medicals that you know of now that you call medicine is gears and levers. You've done a good job. You really have with what you had. Very, very cleverly and smartly, you put together chemistry that would push and pull on other chemistry. If there is a chemist listening now, and there is, the person will know exactly what I mean. For the chemical pushes on another chemical, which pushes on another. And you create the desired healing effect and more. It's not pure, is it? It always comes with a price. Those effects that are in addition to the one you wanted quite often are dramatic. And you have to decide, do you want this medication or not? The most profound one is really controversial, called chemo. Let's cure the cancer by killing everything and then healing what we want to. And in the process, the cancer will die. That's pretty radical. This shows you the wheels and the levers. It shows you that which is crass, perhaps, not elegant, perhaps. Side effects, dear ones, will sometimes even kill you. There are those who would say the future is in chemistry, perhaps in genetics. Perhaps you can then alter the genes to do something differently than they were meant to do. Let me tell you, dear ones, you're going to have the same problem and the same issue. You push this and this reacts. It's just a smaller lever, a smaller wheel. Here's what's going to happen. It's already begun. The doctor stands on the stage and he starts telling you, not about chemistry, but on a marriage of a multidimensional energy with chemistry. Not chemistry against chemistry, but energy instructing the chemistry that exists in your body. And the chemistry in your body then has an opportunity to react, to change, or not. I haven't spoken to the doctor yet about this, not specifically. It's going to be hard to track it the way science wishes to track it, because it will depend upon the belief and the consciousness and the intent of the patient. And you're not used to that. I sat in a chair just like this over 15 years ago and gave you this message. Only the difference between then and now is that now you're doing it. The future of healing and medicine will not be in chemistry, period. It will be in the multidimensional energies that are custom tailored and designed to talk to the cellular structure of the body. All of it will be benevolent. There will be no destructive energy to wipe away a tumor, to dissolve this or that, perhaps through what you call a laser pinpoint coherent light. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about quantum energy that talks to chemistry and talks its language. And it receives the instructions, and the stem cells awaken, and they do their work. That is a paradigm shift. Can you, right now, even imagine a future without chemistry? Oh, there will be some. But not as it is today. Dear ones, can you imagine energetic medicine with no after effects at all? No side effects at all? No leftover energy at all? It goes right to what it should, speaks the language of the cells, and that's all. It's coming. And it's not too far-fetched. Say goodbye to the levers and the wheels and the push of allopathic. It's starting to move. Agriculture is identical. What you have done so far with agriculture is levers and wheels. You push here, you use the chemicals here. Perhaps you even decide to redesign the genome of the seeds. All of this, high tech, isn't it? It's also disastrous because you're playing with the food of the earth, the very sustenance of life, of Gaia. And with good intention, you've decided to use all that you have in the chemistry, in the laboratories, and alter it. And you don't have to. My advice to you is leave the seeds alone. Instead, you're going to find the most robust seeds you can, the most natural ones, unaffected at all, and you're going to treat them with multidimensional energy, and the seeds will see it, and they will know what the instructions are, and you can triple the yield of that which you are growing, and it will not need pesticides because you have told it it won't be necessary. Can you make plants smarter? Yes. Yes. Watch for this. It's coming. It's coming. And you won't touch the original beauty of the genome of the seed. Paradigm shift. Everyone projects the future of the planet only based upon what is known today. And if you do that, you're stuck with your paradigms of levers and gears, with only so much you can do. And those that are invested in calling the future, they can't do it what they don't know. You don't know what you don't know. How can you go from A to B, and the B is in the future and A is today, and call it correctly? And the answer is you really can't, because you don't know what's coming. What if you could heal a population with energy, without chemistry, without side effects? What if you grow crops triple, quadruple? No pesticides, no chemicals on them, nothing passed to the human being, making the purity of the foods better than anything you've ever experienced. What if you could do that? Do you see what life extension is all about and what happens next? A paradigm shift that you have no idea how to project. Human life will start to increase in its span. You'll live healthier for a very long time. Getting old and aging will be something you read in old newspapers. For the inventors in the room, how much can you refine that buggy whip of yours? You know? You can make it different colors, different shapes, elegant, and it's still a buggy whip. And there's no more horses. I think you understand what I'm saying. All of this is going to combine with another paradigm shift. It also has to do with healing, only now you will understand fully within a few generations. Disease comes from the mind. Disease comes from the mind. And you might say, no, that's wrong. It comes from genealogy. You see, Cryon, my mother had this, and my grandmother had this, and I have this. The doctor even said I have the propensity for this. Therefore, I'm going to catch it. Let's back up that scenario for a moment. Let me hear what you said again. I'm going to catch it. I better do preemptive surgery, remove something so nothing will happen. I'm on top of it, Cryon, really. You just told your body you're going to catch it. It's going to agree, and you're going to catch it. Did you know that your conscious mind has control over your chemistry to such a degree you can stop that now, and your children won't get it, and their children won't get it, and you won't get it, because the consciousness is going to tell your cells no, and your cells will listen. Once you decode that which is in you, which is allowing it, it will not exist. It will run from your body. Cryon, are you telling me I can cleanse my body by what I think in this new energy more than any of you ever could imagine? I'll say it again. Dear human being, I am in love with you. I want you to last, at last, watch what you say to your body. Watch what you say to others about your body, because there's been a giant antenna in this new energy that just cranked up. Listening to everything you're saying. Everything. What do you expect? Not based upon the past, but based upon what you know right now. What do you expect? This is a paradigm shift. A marriage between consciousness and health that cannot be separated or denied. Healing is changing. Healer, are you here? You have somebody come for that which you do. And they lay perhaps on a table and you're working upon them in a certain way. You're giving them energy. You're moving it around. You can feel it in the body. Are you involving their consciousness? Here's another message I gave you 15 years ago. Are you ready? Healer, before your patient sits or stands or lays down, you have a conversation one-on-one. And you make this statement to your patients. Do you give permission to have this energy heal you today? And watch your answer and mean it. And make them speak it out loud that they do indeed. If you want to, ask them why. Project it. Ask them the correct questions that you know need to be asked, because otherwise they're going to come back, and they're going to come back, and they're going to come back, and you'll be doing the same thing over and over and over. I'm talking to somebody here, shaking their head. They know that's exactly what's happening. Exactly. Healer, it's not about having return clients. It's about having them one time. One time. A paradigm shift. Let me give you the last one. What's your relationship with the creative source? How does it fit in your life, and what are you doing with it? Why are you here? Have you gleaned anything today that is different than perhaps what you thought? And if you have, what are you going to do with it? There are those who would come to these kinds of meetings, which we would call metaphysical junkies. Attend as many meetings as you can and collect information. It's wonderful. And it's academia, isn't it? Notes after notes, book after book. You go home and you've had a lot of fun. There's a paradigm shift coming. You can feel it. There's a wind blowing in this room of change. You're going to have to get practical and apply it. And here's what I mean. This paradigm shift is profound. If you, old soul, are going to apply any of the new energies to your life and your way of life, what you do from here on out is going to change. It's going to shift. It won't feel the same. And you got to get used to it. As profound as the gears and the levers were for the early computers is the difference between the old and the new energy of the light worker. We've talked about energy protection and how that has changed dramatically for you, about how the light is broadcast from you in a whole different way than it ever was before. How people look at you because you carry an energy that you never did before. You are stewards of this change on the planet. Dear old soul, you are stewards of this change on the planet. Listen to me. Don't go home with notes. Go home with God in you so dramatically that you'll always remember this night when you changed. You'll always remember this night when you changed. There is a shift in the air that is so profound that it is going to change your life if you will allow it. This is what we wanted to say. Crying, can you tell me what's going to happen? No, I can't. You know why? Free choice. It is time to discover the benevolence of God. Get out of the fear. If you do this, what will happen, you say? I will tell you. We're going to take your hand. That's what's going to happen. And the message we've given so many times is this. The free choice is yours, but if you choose to go with this paradigm shift and relax with it, there is energy here you are going to develop with this new consciousness. The energy is laying there, literally waiting for you to have a consciousness of acceptance. And when you do, things start taking place you wouldn't expect. You didn't plan. A timing will occur that is different than you imagine. You see, there is energy that you are developing through your free choice that you've never had before. Benevolent change is on your side. This is new. You won't find it in a metaphysical book. All that I am talking to you about from now and all of the years that we will have with my partner doing it from now on, we'll talk about things that didn't exist before 2012 for you. This relationship you have is not subtle, and it's not something when you do, when you kneel or you meditate. As my partner says, it's 24/7. It's real. It's beautiful. It'll even help you have a good night's sleep. Perhaps not tonight. You're in a special area. When you look around the planet and you find areas that are filled with those who will climb a mountain and feel the energies, and shop after shop with crystals and crystals, you think it's an accident. You're within multiple vortices of energy. It's different here. It's a good time to make these kinds of choices, where literally the intelligence and the consciousness of the land is in cooperation with you. Some of you will go out during the day and look at the rocks and feel it profoundly and say, isn't this beautiful? It's more than that. They're speaking to you and you can hear it. The ancients who were here before you have left you a legacy of an energy of this land that is still pure and beautiful. And you're the stewards to feel it. It's like a bed that you can lay in that you couldn't do at home and make choices. Maybe it's a good place and a good time for that. There's a change in the air. Can't you feel it? You feel the wind blowing of change. Benevolent change. That's the message of Kryon. I have seen this before. I know what's coming with free choice. And it's more than you can imagine. This is year two. Remember, it takes a little time. And so it is.